Welcome back to the Crypto Corner. It's been an exciting week. The market cap is around 270 billion US dollars, but there have been some interesting developments when we're looking at the price. In total, 10 coins went up in this last week by over 25%. The leader being Cardano, that went up almost 50% in the last 7 days. The reason is that they announced now that they're getting serious with the upgrade. And so it looks like we're going to have Shelby soon on the live network. But others like Celsius, Vestchain, Zilliqa, Maker, they all went up over 25%. And only one coin went down by only 15%. So overall, it has been a very good week from the investment point of view. But also, if we look into what happened in regards to the currencies, let's take a look at Bitcoin. The last 3 weeks after the halving, the mempool is almost empty again. The transactions are confirming in a very fast way. There has been no death spiral for the miners, even though we lost nearly 50% of the hash rate. But that all bounced back nicely, and the next difficulty adjustment will be just 10% down. So Bitcoin really works like a clockwork at the moment. Ethereum 2.0 is the next subject. Has been a delay, of course. We're accustomed to that. They're now saying not July, August. They're saying now this year. But the interesting thing is with phase zero, which is the implementation of proof of stake, so the staking, and the minimum you need to have is 32 Ethereum to be become a validator of the network. And so somebody is analyzing how many wallets are there with at least 32 Ether in them. And that has been increasing over the last 12 months. So people are getting also serious and becoming a validator. Next is Gemini and Samsung are starting a partnership whereby Gemini will be supporting the efforts in the North American market, so Canada and USA. If you're interested in buying cryptos through your Samsung telephone, cell phone. Gemini is one of the serious and good exchanges, so it's a trustworthy exchange. And that partnership will mean a lot because it will bring cryptos to the masses. At the same time, an interesting wallet has been developed, one that doesn't need any connectivity to the internet. So unlike the Trezor and Ledger, this one, Engrave, it's currently being developed, but it has got already the highest certifications. It will be launched this year, and it will be completely disconnected from the internet. So this is another level of security that you can have on wallets. The last subject is there has been also some movement in regards to the investors. So Grayscale Investments, which is a huge investment company, they are currently buying the equivalent of 150% of all new Bitcoins that are being mined. That's equivalent of 3.2 billion US dollars that they purchased recently in Bitcoins. That's a significant investment, I would say. On the other hand, and then you've got Paul Tudor, one of the hedge fund gurus in the US or even globally, that is committing to Bitcoin too. On the other hand, you've got Goldman Sachs shooting against Bitcoin, although the arguments that they're bringing are not really valid. It's like somebody just wanting to be negative and bringing arguments in that regard. So I'm positive if I look into the market. Anyway, that's from me today. I wish you a fantastic week. Looking forward to see you all next week again and back to the studio. Thank you very much for watching. Bye.
Thank you, Robert. Always so insightful. Now, just a reminder for those of you who are viewing that we're not providing financial advice here on the show, but rather we're sharing what's happening in the cryptocurrency market and leaving it up to you. Always remember if you're going to trade, cryptocurrency markets are ever changing and they're always volatile. So you should only spend what you can afford to lose.